Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness, your patience, and the privilege of being given knowledge of what your plans for your church are in the future. How humbling it is to know your heart. Please, Lord, give us the grace to follow you with pure hearts, in courage. Amen. Well, I certainly didn't expect this message. It really came as a surprise. I'll go into it in just a minute, but I was expecting to have to redefine things over and over again for people, but the Lord doesn't have that in mind at all. Rather than redefining the last two messages, he's keeping on going. He's just moving along. So I'm following. That's all I can say. Jesus began, Claire, put off your robes of mourning and know that this is a new and a good day, a day with much hope and joy coming to both of you. I know what it looks like, Claire, but you are not to live by sight, but by faith. What I have told you I will do, and it still stands. I am faithful, beloved. I am so faithful. Please believe in me and trust me and walk forward. You have many who are for you on the channel, and of course the enemy will attack the little ones, the weak ones, but they are to turn to me for strength. My precious children, what more of myself can I give you? I have promised you that I am with you in all seasons and circumstances, and I have kept that promise. I am making it simple and easy for you to obtain the graces you so long for. I know that some of you took the last message very hard and feel heartbroken, yet this is a misconception of what that message meant. I want you to have the fullness of the faith, and you are among those who are being prepared to be the foundation of what is to come when I return with you to establish my kingdom on earth. You are being trained and prepared for what is to come in the future. In fact, you are beginning to live what will be for all my people around the world. Your foundation is intimacy with me and keen discernment about the ways of the enemy. Each one of you have been chosen to remain here with me, if you so choose, and receive instruction that will ultimately be the renewal of my church in a way that is simple, pure, and without ulterior motives. Your littleness and desire for me is what qualifies you. And I just want to take an aside here. When he said, each of you have been chosen to remain here with me, he's not talking about the rapture. He's talking about the channel. Okay. Jesus continued, I have taken much time to prepare you and Claire for this calling, and I have laid a foundation in your spiritual lives. It is now time to build truth on that foundation and bring you into the fullness of the faith I have always intended you to have. You may choose to stay or leave, but I have held you in my bosom and fed you with the finest wheat. I have taken particular care to point out to you how the enemy works, so you would be equipped to hold the precious treasure of truth in your vessels without losing any of it. The enemy is now taking the opportunity to divide you and cause controversy. I have been totally consistent with you so that you have the tools to discern the lies that he is trying to pry you apart with. I promised I would be with you in all situations and supply for your every need. To this end, I taught you to receive communion daily and promised my anointing upon that time. I have not in any way let you down. I have been faithful to my word. but I cannot water down my truth. I must stand on what I have said and what is written to bring the fullness of faith to you. And I am asking you to be patient with Claire, who has cried many tears that you would understand and be open to what I'm bringing to you. From the very beginning, she wanted to share these things with you, but I was not ready, and she had to wait, which has been very painful for her, because she wanted you to have everything you needed to grow into the fullness of your callings. So now here we stand on this great journey. I have broken the ice and torn the veil. I am showing you the mysteries of your faith. But I ask you to purify your hearts and let no vestiges of religious spirits lodge there, causing you to reject what is written in my word. The enemy will attempt to do with you what he did with Martin Luther and drive you away. But I have prayed for you that your sight would be clear and anointed, that you would discern truth from lies, that you would be courageous and fend off naysayers around you. The world thrives on gossip and lies, so I have asked you to avoid worldly news. There is a certain pleasure derived from finding fault with others. It feeds something inside that is seeking to feel more secure in life, stronger and better than others. But I have taught you that is poison. And unfortunately, my church has been loaded with poison that has obscured much of the good given her. So now you have a choice. Allow the poison to linger in your minds or reject it and go back to the very beginning when the faith was pure and martyrs were common, when people renounced wealth and power belonged to me. When my apostles met in modest circumstances and believers flourished in home groups. None of my apostles were learned men except for the one who betrayed me. That should tell you something about those I saw fit and qualified to follow me and carry the faith forward. The men I anointed to lead and chose to be ministers and overseers did not receive extensive training in seminary educations. None of that was necessary because the faith was simple. Simple enough that a fisherman had no trouble understanding its depths. Man is the one who took it upon himself to require education and degrees before one could be ordained. But I trained my apostles in lessons of love, purity, forgiveness, simplicity, to be foot washers, not prelates sitting on a throne being waited on. The requirements I had for ordination were very, very simple. Love me with all your heart, your strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Be willing to give up all for me. Be willing to die for me. Be willing to go without for me, and handle the ewes and lambs with great tenderness and reverence, for in truth I live inside of them, and you are touching my very own body. I taught you to beware of marks of honor, long flowing robes and elaborate vestments that was the norm of the day for religious leaders. I taught you by my life, from birth in a manger to death on a cross, to be stripped of all earthly significance in order to care for the flock. This is what I intended my priests to be, not worldly lettered men driven by greed and power. This is where we are going if you are willing to come with me. There is no glory in it whatsoever. Nor do I ever wish for it to be that way again. So you see, many of you, both men and women, are well qualified to feed the sheep, tend the ewes and lambs, and set the example of simplicity for others to follow. If you hear my voice today, do not harden your hearts, but respond as my mother did. Be it unto me according to your will. And please do not enter into arguments with anyone who wishes to debate. Your lives are based on intimacy with me. You know my heart, my voice. And for those who wish to argue, it is fruitless and a waste of precious time. And no good can come of it. Let them dispute and criticize and dissect. But you love and follow me in simplicity, and I will make you fishers of men.